set fire to the building, she replied softly, her gaze lowered. What building? And is he accused of doing it deliberately? Would it help if it wasn't deliberate? She looked up at him, and hope flickered in her eyes. I don't know. You mustn't raise her expectations without cause. You haven't told me exactly what building it was, or how bad the fire was. She looked small, hunched up into herself, and very afraid. Miss Beale, he said gently, I can't help if I don't know everything about it. Where was it? What time of the day or night? And how much damage was done? She hunched her shoulders even more. It was a big old warehouse, down on Tooley Street, other side of the river, and just before the Pool of London. And it burned in the night, 2 nights ago. I suppose it was pretty bad, because there isn't much of it left. Daniel began to get the feeling that this might involve a great financial loss, depending on what had been stored there. Was Mr. Adwell a night watchman there? Miss Beale shook her head, setting the soft curls around her face moving. No. Then what was he doing there at night? He was there, wasn't he? If not, why did the police suspect him at all? He wondered if the man had been caught in a robbery that had gone wrong. Was anyone else there that you know of? Paddy Jackson was there, of course, she said, almost under her breath. Who's he? Daniel asked patiently. And why, of course? Well, he wouldn't have got burned if he wasn't there, would he? She too sounded as if her patience was wearing thin. Suddenly, the room seemed depressingly close, almost airless. Daniel breathed in deeply, but it didn't help. Was Paddy Jackson badly burned? Oh, yes, she said, looking at him, her eyes brimming with tears. I'm afraid he was proper burned. Suddenly, it all became horribly clear. He knew what she was afraid of and why. He burned to death in the fire? She took a deep breath and nodded slowly, her gaze never shifting from his face. She swallowed hard. He must get control of this. It was too big a case for him to handle. He would have to get Kitteridge in. Toby Kitteridge was his senior by several years, and had a wealth of experience. The Blackwell case, which Jesse Beale had referred to, had not been given to him by Chambers. He had taken it privately, actually against orders, because Roman Blackwell was a highly disreputable rogue to whom Daniel owed a debt on honor. Blackwell could not pay anyone. Daniel had earned his undying friendship by pulling a rabbit out of a hat, as it were, and succeeded in proving Blackwell's innocence of murder. Marcus Ford Croft, the head of Chambers, had forgiven Daniel for taking the case without permission, probably because he was an old friend of Daniel's father's. He would not extend such leniency twice. Jessie was staring at him, waiting for him to go on. Her face was full of hope, but it was fading even as he watched. This was probably the last place she could go. So it is murder they're charging him with, he said. She bit her lip and nodded. What was Adwell doing in the warehouse at night? And who is, or was, Paddy Jackson? Paddy was one of the other Jackson boys. I suppose he still is. You don't get out of it just by dying. They'll always reckon he's one of them anyway. Daniel was beginning to understand. So Paddy is dead, and Rob Adwell is blamed for it. Yeah, she gulped. And was the fire accidental, or did Paddy cause it? Or someone else altogether? He tried to keep skepticism out of his voice. She thought for a moment. I reckon it could have been an accident, like. But maybe Paddy was setting the fire, and he weren't too good at it. Didn't leave himself a clear way out of it. Or it moved faster than he thought. Seen a few fires, have you? He tried to sound as if he were asking out of mere innocent interest and not sarcasm. No, I haven't, she replied. I got a decent scare of fires, but I heard people talk. There's a few fires down the docks way, and some of them are accidents, and some of them ain't. And this one? I don't know. She spread her hands helplessly, and then, looking at his face, quickly took them in again. All right. I reckon as Paddy set it and out-clevered himself, Rob got away and Paddy didn't. But that ain't Rob's fault, is it? Maybe, and maybe not. If two people set out to commit a crime, and burning a warehouse down is a crime,